You smoke it. I don't know how.
Spent the rest of that trip locked in his cabin. When we got to Southampton, he got off the Virginian and went back to America. I remember 1900 watched him as he walked off down the deserted dock, and all he said was,
"Fuck jazz, too."
And that's just what he said. Fuck jazz, too.
This is an incredible story. Incredible.
Did I miss anything important?
You could say that.
Damn.
But don't worry. Our friend will fill you in later, won't you?
You can count on it.
Thanks.
He's so good at telling tales. This is no tale, sir.
There's nobody here.
It's because there's too many of us. We scared
him. I'm sorry. Now you leave the ship, or I'll have to have you arrested. Get back to work. Quickly.
Give me another chance.
Piss off, friend. Noon tomorrow, this ship is history.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Gotcha.
Pops, easy. It's me.
Your gun, is it?
Yeah, lower that cannon, will you?
Sell your instrument and then steal it back again.
That's an old trick. You should have guessed that you were a thief.
No. I was looking for this.
And what do you need that for?
It's a matter of life and death, and I need a phonograph, too.
A thief and a liar?
Look, Pops, I don't have a lot of time here.
Well, I do, seeing as I have a gun.
And now that I think of it, since when were records made on board steamships? If that music really was played by your friend, it means that at some time in his life he got off that ship. Correct?
Not a chance, Pops. He cut this passionate recording personally. I think it's his best work, but he didn't jump ship to do it. Not even for a second.
The sky's the limit, Mr. 1900. If this record sells like hotcakes, and we think it will, you'll go far, Mr. 19. Do you mind if I call you 19?
This is gonna hurt, isn't it?
Ready now, gentlemen. On the count. And one, two, three.